Yeah. Okay. Okay. Today is January the 20th, the 30th, I think. 31st. And this is an interview with Elsie Mae Simoneaux. January 31st, 1990.
My grandfather, Vital Simoneaux, who came from Louisiana. And he was French.
Oh, that's a French name and not an Italian name.
No, it's not Italian.
Oh.
No, it's French. He spoke partially French. And he came from Louisiana and drove a wagon. And he came because he was in love with Mrs. Swick.
Oh!
That's why he came. That's why he came. Left all his people and came with the Swicks.
Oh! So he came in the wagon train with them?
With them. And they came. That was Mr. and Mrs. Swick, who had the lived there in the what is now the Harding House.
Yes.
And she was his friend. And then when they got here, they took adjoining land claims, so that the Simoneaux land joined the Swick land, and then went on up. And after a while, she decided that he should get married. And I guess he was a gruff old man, I don't know. They tell me that when I was a little girl, I was very fond of him, and it was mutual. And I used to spend all the time with him that I could. But I, of course, have no recollection of that. And so she said she would get him a wife. And she got him a boon. And that was the Jesse Boone who ran the ferry, who had the ferry. And they were direct descendants from Daniel. And he married
Now, she was Jesse's daughter? She was Jesse's daughter?
Yes.
And they lived at Wilsonville, I suppose?
Well, no, my grandfather then built the big Simoneaux house, which you never saw.
Right.
But it was very like the Swick house.
Oh, really? But
yes.
But backing up a bit, the boom.
And then my aunt didn't like it and had her husband tear it down.
Really? And
which aunt was this?
Josie
Morrott. Oh, for God's sakes. Now, where was the big house?
Right where the little one is now, where Roy lives.
Oh.
The big house was there. It was just like the Swick house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't like it? It was what, too big?
I don't know.
But backing up a little bit, the Boones, Sonora Boone and the Boone family lived in Wilsonville,
yes,
I suppose,
they
were there.
They lived where the ferry crossed.
Mm-hmm.
On the south side, there was a hill, and
yes,
they lived up there on
I
that
see.
Hill. And of course, their chief business was the men going to the gold rush.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way to get to California, and you crossed the ferry.
Oh, yeah.
And so they had the ferry. And she never liked my grandfather and kind of harped at him. And
Sonora, you mean?
Mm-hmm. She was considerably younger than he, and I guess he was a dirty old man, maybe, I don't know. But he would come down and spend all the time he could with my mother. My mother was good to him. And that's all I remember.
Now, where did your mother live? Now?
Oh, well, where, how do I tell you? You never saw our house, did you? Well, there's a factory right there now.
Well, that is the house where you grew up?
where I grew up.
Okay.
And wasn't it just torn down recently? Wasn't it just torn down recently?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the house that's in the calendar?
Yes, that's
yeah.
the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. but back in your grandfather was living where?
Where Roy now lives was
okay.
the big house.
Okay.
And that's where my grandfather lived.
Oh, I see. So they were like next door to each other almost.
Yes,
yeah, right.
Because he gave all of his children some of the property,
uh-huh.
and he gave us the property that
yeah.
joined the Swicks.
I see.
So that was our farm on that side.
Now, backing up, because this intrigues me, Vital, you said, was in love with Maria this week. Did she return, did she return the favor? Because they were married.
I never
that
knew that.
I see.
She was kind to him.
Yeah.
And good to him.
Now, she was much younger, wasn't she, than John Sweek? No, I mean, than her husband, John Sweek. Wasn't she a lot younger?
Oh, I guess maybe she was. I am not sure. Mm-hmm. I can remember going there, and I used to love to go there.
To the Sweek house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you go often?
Fairly often.
You remember the old lady Sweek then?
Oh my, yes.
Oh, tell us, what was she like?
Oh, she was a wonderful woman. She was not yeah. a bit like her daughter. Mrs. Harding mm-hmm. was kind of, what you would say, not too friendly. The old lady Sweek was a wonderful
is
woman.
Is she?
Oh,
uh-huh.
yes, Mrs. Sweek. Grandma Sweek, we always called her.
Grandma
oh,
Sweek.
Oh, I can remember being at her funeral.
Oh,
you do.
And what? That was at the Tarleton Church then?
Well, I remember this being at the cemetery.
Uh-huh.
Oh, River.
And
River.
Thinking, oh my, I'll never see her again.
Oh,
I can remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oh, for gosh sake.
Yes, she was a wonderful woman.
Yeah. Huh.
Yes.
Huh. Do you remember him at all, John
yeah.
Sweek?
No,
he had
died before Elsie May was born.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, going back to your grandfather being in love with Mrs. Sweek, did her husband know it?
Oh, yes. I guess he did.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was all just mutual. I don't think it was what you'd call an affair.
Yeah.
He just... was very fond of her and couldn't bear to see her come.
Yeah.
To people living in Louisiana, to get in a wagon behind a team of horses or oxen to come out here was like...
From they came from Louisiana, so that's about as far a journey. 3,000 miles.
Like us going to the outskirts of Russia or something.
Yeah. On foot.
And no one ever came back to tell
right.
them. And there was
yes.
no news in the
right.
newspaper or anything about it.
So he knew her back there?
Oh, that's where he knew her. That's why he came.
Mm-hmm. And this is Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
But didn't she live in Virginia?
No, she lived, I don't know. I suppose she lived in Louisiana, I suppose. I don't know.
I never thought of that.
I don't know where she lived. But he lived. He came. From Louisiana, New Orleans. No, that's a French name. And people are always thinking, you know, that it's Italian, and insisting that it should be pronounced Cimino.
That's right.
Someone,
yes.
you know?
Yeah.
But all I know is that it came from my grandfather, and it was as French as he was as French as you could get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you know anything about his family?
No, nothing. Aunt Josh used to correspond with some cousins, but I never knew anything about it. Never paid any attention. You know, just hearing that she
I wonder if there are any Seminoles still in Louisiana.
Oh, there's
Louisiana.
A woman here who tells me that New Orleans is full of them.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Oh. And pronounced Seminole, not Jamaica.
Seminole, uh-huh. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Because she came right up to me at first and said, "Are you from New Orleans?" And I said, "No, I'm not, but I know why you're asking me that."
Oh, really?
Oh, goodness. Wow. Oh.
So you don't remember your grandfather, Vital?
Well, he was dead before I was born, wasn't he? Remembering it all. Oh! I'm thinking of someone else. Oh, my grandfather. Seminole. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I remember.
Oh, you remember him.
Yeah, he's the one you say he liked you and you liked him.
Well, I was little and didn't have any work to do and could sit by him and enjoyed doing that. I enjoyed
it. Now, did he go to Mrs. Swick's funeral or was he gone by then? When was the big house torn down?
Aunt Joseph's big house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. I have to ask my brother that. I would say maybe 20 years ago.
Oh, more than that. I don't remember a big house there.
Well, then it was more longer than that.
Is there a picture of it, do you think? Have you ever seen a picture of it?
No, but when my brother gets back, I'll ask him.
Now, did your grandfather, Vital, did he go to the gold mines?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did. Mm-hmm.
In California?
Yeah, in Idaho.
Idaho.
Oh, in Idaho.
Mm-hmm. After he arrived here, he went to the gold mines in Idaho. And it was after that Mrs. Swick thought he should get married.
Well, then, he didn't have a donation land claim, did he?
Well, I don't know if those were donation land claims or not.
Can you remember?
Well, no, there wasn't. He wasn't. That name doesn't appear on the donation land claim map. So he may have come back and then just purchased somebody else's claim with the money that he made in the gold fields. That must have been pretty big.
Yeah.
Now, I think John asked, I'm trying to think, when he was here last, asked about a dining table set that was in the Swick house. I wonder if it was still there. And there was some connection between that. Either Vital gave that to Maria in thankfulness for finding him a wife or something. Is that right? Was that the story? Yeah.
And it's there.
Yeah.
I mentioned it one time to the woman who now owns it, and she acted annoyed and just kind of brushed me off.
So. Oh, really?
I never say anything about that anymore. Yes, Grandpa gave that to Mrs. Swick. Because she got no wife.
Now, why would she brush that off, Althea?
I don't know.
I don't have any idea.
Because I mentioned it to her once, too.
How did she respond to you?
Same way.
Hmm.
No, she just wouldn't. She acted annoyed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll have to ask her about
it. Yeah,
you have to ask her.
Now, you remember Vital as kind of a dirty old man or gruff old man, I guess you'd call
him.
Well,
I didn't think of him as being a gruff old man. Of course, to me, he was Grandpa.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
He was wonderful.
Yeah.
And so I don't remember anything about that, but I can remember sitting by him. Liking that. I liked being with him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Of course, there were no little children around. There was no one for me to play with.
Oh, yeah.
My sister was 12 years older than I, and there were no little children in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
There was no one around.
Yeah.
And so it was...
Now, do you remember your grandmother, Sonora? Do you remember her at all, or had she...
Just a little bit. She was ill. She had tuberculosis.
Mm.
Lots of people did in those days.
Oh, sure.
Only they called it consumption.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did she die early?
Well, I guess maybe she did. I don't know. She died when I was just a small child.
Now, did you go to school? You went to school in Tualatin, in the little red schoolhouse?
Oh,
or
no.
Oh, of course that. No, of course
that. Just torn down.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the little red schoolhouse, it wasn't still up there, was it?
I never saw it.
You never saw it?
I just heard about it.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it had stayed there for a long time, you know, and just kind of run down.
No, I went to school in the schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess we have we have some pictures, I'm sure, that show Elsie. Do you have any pictures, old school pictures?
Well, I don't have any of my old pictures. John has them all.
I see.
But I should have school pictures.
I've seen Ruby Nigrig has a nice collection of them.
She does?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure your face is among those there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, did you go to the high school? Yes, you went to the high school.
One room. And then went right from there to the University of Oregon, Phi Beta Kappa.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I have my key right here.
Oh, do you? Wow.
I think that's speaking pretty well for the old
school.
Yes.
That sure is.
Yes. It's amazing to me how well they did in those.
I think they did better than that.
Well,
we do know
I think so. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So you went to the University of Oregon?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You must have been one of the first in Tualatin to head off to college, I would guess, wouldn't you?
Well, there weren't very many who went. Cecil went to Monmouth.
Oh, did
but
she?
Didn't stay very long. Mm. She came home before Thanksgiving.
Mm. Oh.
She got homesick.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But I went off 4 years.
Were you homesick now when you left home?
Well, I don't recall that I really was. I missed them a lot, but I wasn't really homesick. I was excited about being there. It was also kind of wonderful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't really homesick.
Well, I'm curious, this is off the subject a little bit, and I'm curious as to why your sister Jessie's three daughters are so shy.
Are so shy?
Yeah. You went off to school. You weren't that shy, but Jessie's daughters were so shy.
I have no idea. I can't answer that. I never thought of Frances as being shy.
Well, somewhat. She's not maybe as shy as the other two, but.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about that, but that's true. They all are shy.
When you were growing up, was there any school in cycle?
Any idea. I would be inclined to doubt it, but I don't know. I have no idea.
Now, your father's name was?
John.
And
John Boone.
And, he was John Boone.
J.B.
Uh-huh. Now, Where did he go to school? I'll put you on the spot here. He never talked to you about it?
Hmm?
He never talked to you about it at school?
I can't recall. He went to school because he was an avid reader all his life. But I have no idea where.
Now he was born in the house.
He was born in the big house.
That was turned down. Mm-hmm. And your mother.
Now my mother had come across the plains, you see, as an orphan.
Oh. And where did she settle? Where did her?
In some way she got mixed up with the barn growers in Hillsboro.
Really?
Uh huh. And then her father came out here, and she was the only daughter that was not married. And Amy and Adela were both married, and so he stayed with her. And then somehow she met my father.
Now, the barn grovers, were they related to the barn grovers in Tualatin? No.
Oh, yes.
They were.
Yes, they were not related to us. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, and Nyberg's.
Yeah, Mm-hmm. And your mother's maiden name was?
Clevenger,
right. But
and her father's name was Amos? Now, wasn't it a fancy wedding?
My mother and father's wedding?
Yes. What was it? Tell me about it. Where were they married?
I think they were married in Vancouver, or in Portland somewhere. Anyway, they came out back on the Oregon Electric. I know the Oregon Electric wasn't built then. It came on the Pacific, I think.
some kind of...
No, I don't know anything really about the wedding. But I know it wasn't a fantasy wedding. It wasn't a church wedding.
Well, I remember somewhere reading a write-up about it.
You do?
Yes.
Where?
Maybe it's when they came back.
To read it.
Well, I'm trying to remember where I saw it. Seems to me like when they came back from Portland, that there was a big wedding feast for them.
So. Yes, there was.
Oh, there was. Oh, okay.
Yes.
No.
I heard her mother tell about that.
No. Mm-hmm.
What did she say about it?
Oh, she thought it was great.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And it was in your grandparents' home then? Big wedding feast? Well, it seems to me where I heard about it was in my mother's history that she wrote. And she said that somebody wrote a story for the Oregonian about it. And I'll see if I look that up for you. Pile the stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember Janie Galbraith? Janie McKee Galbraith? Do you? Was she a good friend of your family?
No, that was Janie Graham. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did she ever do any writing that you know of?
Yes, she used to like to talk a lot, but I don't know anything about her. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think she's the one that did this write-up for the wedding.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. And I think Mom said that her pen name was Smilax. You had never heard that before?
No.
Oh, interesting.
If I have, I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, we just heard something real interesting. We just interviewed Ray Baker. I don't know if you know him.
No.
Well, he lives over in King City. And his mother and father were married in the old Congregational Church in Toledo.
Oh, the old Congregational mm-hmm. Church.
Which you don't remember.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes, of course I remember it.
Hmm.
Oh, my, yes.
Did you go to it as a child?
Well, I can't remember when the Methodist Church was built, but my mother was a Methodist, and we went to the Methodist Church. But I have gone to the Congregational Church, yes, gone to Sunday school there.
Oh, yeah.
Been in it a lot of times.
There, yes. Both churches weren't there at the same time,
oh, yes.
At the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I had a clue that this was
let's
right.
See.
Yes, they
we
were.
Two churches in town way back then.
Hmm?
Two churches in town.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness,
gosh. Then the dates that we have don't square, because
no,
we have one burning down the same year that the other one was built.
Oh, no.
They're
at the same time. I'm sure they
I'll
were.
I'll be darned. Well.
Hmm. Now, the older...
But we can look that up somehow.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh, yes. Well, that's got to be... Now, the Congregational Church, I read about how beautiful it was inside. Can you remember somewhat? Did it have a bell in the steeple? It had a steeple. Was there a bell there?
It had a steeple. I think so. The Methodist Church didn't have a bell then.
No.
It
had a steeple that looked like a bell tower.
Well, they used to ring a bell.
Yes.
Somebody down there had a bell.
Uh-huh. Now, the church that's standing still there now, that used to be our Methodist Church, it never had a bell, did it?
I don't think so.
It has a little kind of squat. Looking like a tower, but it had no bell. But the other two churches.
Oh, you mean that one
that's still there.
That little gray building.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, it had no bell. But the other two probably did, because they used to have bells in churches.
They both did.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say the Congregational Church was beautiful inside.
Yeah.
What was the Methodist Church?
It
was
very plain.
Yeah. It looked from the outside. It looked like
it was very plain on the inside, because, of course, they didn't have money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very sure. Mm-hmm. Yes, Twelton was quite a church place.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yes.
Do you remember any of the early ministers?
Oh, my, Mr. Blake.
You remember him?
Oh, wow. I should say I do.
Wow.
Well, now, didn't he marry Jesse and
Oh, yes.
Waiter?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh,
he did.
Well, what was he like?
Oh, he was a wonderful man. You could talk to him about anything.
Mm.
He was kind, he was intelligent. Never critical.
Yeah, was he a farmer also? Because he couldn't have earned a full living as a minister. What else did he do, I wonder?
I think he think he farmed a little bit. Of course, it didn't take so much to live in those
days. That's true. That's right. Yeah.
You could get along a little bit. And then people would give him food and vegetables.
Oh, sure, sure.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yes, of course they did. And Sunday dinners, oh, I can just see him at our place.
Oh, yes.
Oh, how
yes,
nice.
I remember him.
Yeah. Now, so your mother went to church a lot?
Oh, I don't think she ever missed a Sunday.
Oh, really?
Did your father go to church?
No, he didn't, but he had no objection to her going. Mm-hmm. And he was always very happy to have the ministers at our place.
Oh.
And, no, he didn't go to church.
It's quite common for the man not to go.
Yes, it was common.
So you remember, well, do you remember when Blake died?
I don't remember. I couldn't tell you the year. I can just remember that he died, but I don't remember thinking about it. Do other people remember him?
Well, I don't think we've talked to anybody that does.
Of course, the Nybergs didn't go to church.
No.
And so they wouldn't have.
I wonder why they didn't go to church.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You remember Mrs. Nyberg?
Oh, yes.
What was she like?
Oh, Aunt Ori, she was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, she was your aunt, more or less. Huh?
Well, no, she was no relation at all, but I called her aunt.
But your mother kind of grew up with their family?
Well, no, she didn't grow up with them, but she did live with them just before she was married.
So Aura was, what was she like? Was she jolly?
She was very much like Ruby.
Oh, really?
Yes, she was jolly, I should say so, and had one baby after another. Mm-hmm. With a temper.
Yeah.
I've seen a picture of them early married, and she was quite lovely. Do you remember her as being a very pretty woman?
No, she
no.
never seemed
no.
to. I never noticed that. Then I don't think I would have.
Yeah, that's true.
But, she was very jolly and friendly.
Now, were you, they used to have a lot of goings on at their house. They had a nice big house. Do you remember that as being kind of a place where people would come and gather and have fun? They do a lot of entertaining or be the center of community life?
Speaking of entertaining now, didn't the Seminoles put on dances?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in their big house? It was in the big house?
In the hop house.
In the hop house.
Oh.
That was before your time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now the hop house, that was the barn?
No, I know the hop house was, I never knew the hop house.
Oh, it was gone before your time.
Well, I don't have no recollection.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they used to put on dances. That was very common. All night Saturday and then go to church on Sunday.
They'd stay
all afternoon.
Uh-huh. They'd stay then, you mean? Stay overnight?
No, I just knew people did
that. Yeah, people did that. Yeah, that was irritating. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, did you know the Byram girls? The Byram family?
I knew them, yes. Melba, Dorothy,
and Gladys.
Gladys was a good friend of my sister's.
Hmm. Who was the woman, I can't think of her name, the woman we talked to, she and her brother, that they remember she talked about the Byrams being the hill girl.
Oh, Schmokel.
Schmokel.
Did you know Irene Schmokel?
Oh, of course I did.
Oh, yeah.
She comes here to visit some.
Oh, does she?
Oh, they're nice people.
Yes.
But I never see her, and I wouldn't know if I did see her. But she comes here, a woman, in fact, just this morning spoke to me and said Irene had been here yesterday and had asked about me.
Oh, but I wonder why she doesn't come and see you.
She's 88, I think, or something. I'm not sure.
Now, where does she live now?
In Wilsonville, I think.
Oh. Well, we're leading up to a big question. Do you remember Helen Moore Jennings?
the one who was murdered?
Yes.
Oh, I sure remember the murder.
Do you?
Oh, my, yes.
That must have been a big story.
You see, this taxi driver didn't turn up back in Portland, and his friends went looking for him, and they remembered that he had taken someone out to the country somewhere, and the man drove by and recognized the car, and then that was how it was announced. And we were all scared to death.
Yeah, it was a terrible, brutal murder, wasn't it?
I can remember being scared to go to bed. In fact, I think I slept with my mother and father. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was just scared to death.
Well, we found the Oregonian and the Journal newspaper accounts of the murder, and it was just front page stories for days on end. And they even had a sketch of the house where she lived, a floor plan of where she was murdered in her bed, I believe, and just the perpetrator's, you know, tracks through the house and where she was. And then they found the driver's body way up at Tonquin.
Somewhere like that.
Well, was there any doubt in your mind, or your parents' minds, or the people that lived around there, was there any doubt that this Bennett Thompson is the one that did it? He's the one that was imprisoned for it. There's no doubt.
I ever heard that. If anyone had any doubt, I don't know what they're saying.
Well, it must have been quite the talk of the neighborhood.
Woo! It certainly was.
Now, did she have quite a reputation before the murder? Did she have quite a reputation for being a loose woman, or?
Well, perhaps.
That was sort of implied in the newspaper accounts. That,
yes. But no one had any business killing her.
Right.
And murders were not common then. Like
right.
They are now.
I know, right.
Over shivered every time we went by the house for 10 or 15 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then what happened to the house after she died?
As far as I know, the house is still there, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is. Did her son live in it, or who lived in it? Was it sold?
Did he? I don't know.
What happened to DeVee?
Who was DeVee?
It was her son.
Now, I can remember in the 30s, well, this had been, or even the early 40s, you'd often see a man, kind of a feeble-acting man, feeble-minded acting, walking up and down the road there, Fault Sherwood Road, and he lived in that house, and the story was that he was shell-shocked during World War I and was, you know, not his true self.
Well, Annette might know that.
I was wondering if that could have been
Annette,
the son.
Annette might know. Have you ever met Annette?
No, we haven't. No. Mm-hmm. We'll do that. Yeah.
She might know something about it. Yeah.
Now, how old would he have been in, say, 1916? Is he already grown and left home?
DB?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the son. So he could, yeah, if the house stayed in the family, he could be the one that was off in the war and shell-shocked and was back wandering up and down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, it's just kind of scattershot here, do you remember the Ridenors? They lived sort of across the road.
Ridenors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my mother and Nettie were inseparable.
Oh, really? And she was a Galbraith.
Yeah. She was a Galbraith.
Yeah.
So both Netties.
My mother was Nettie and her friend was Nettie.
Oh.
And they were inseparable.
Yeah. Mm. Now,
they were together all.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Nettie is short for what? Is that a nickname?
As far as I know,
Nettie is Nettie.
Well,
see.
My grandmother's name was Nettie, and they called her Nettie, but I think her name was Henrietta.
Oh.
No, I think my mother's name was just Nettie.
I see.
And I think Nettie Galbraith was too. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now what? So she was Sam Galbraith's daughter?
No, George.
George. Mm-hmm. And George was Sam.
Sam is the disciple of Galbraith.
Oh.
Well, now wasn't Sam married to Janie?
Mm-hmm. Who was Jerry's husband? Remember Jamie's husband's name? George Galbraith was Nettie Galbraith's father.
Oh, now, where did he live?
The Galbraith house, where the Reiner house is, back off the road. That house, back up the driveway.
Across from where you live, sort of?
Well, it's up the road a little ways, on the left-hand side of the road.
Yeah, that's where the Reiner house was. So that was the Galbraith property.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That house was standing until, well, I guess maybe 20 years ago or so. That was the house Mother said that when they, well, she died first, and then he was in a nursing home, I think.
Jim,
Mr. Reidner, whatever his name was. Mm-hmm. And so when the house was finally torn down, they had no children, I believe.
Oh, no.
So when the nieces or nephews...
They were married late in life.
That when they dismantled the house or tore it down, whatever, they were Vogue magazines and... that like back in the 1912 and 1910, just of what treasures these old houses would have yielded. Mm-hmm. Even our house, I thought, yeah, it was dismantled when I was there. Why I didn't take time
look
to
through it, yeah.
Look through things that fall through the cracks, you mm-hmm. know. In every house that dismantled, they find interesting things.
I used to have good times in those days.
Did you?
Yeah. What sort of things did you do that were particularly memorable?
Eat.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. What were some of the foods? I'm sure they're different.
The same as they are now.
They are different.
They were fresher. And,
yeah.
And if you were going to have macaroni, you made it yourself.
Yeah.
And there were lots of things like chicken and dumplings.
Oh, yes.
And homemade
fried chicken.
Yeah.
And then people had big gardens.
Mm-hmm. And you can, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the only kind of salad dressing we had was French dressing and mayonnaise.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Now, how about meat? Did you butcher and have... Mm-hmm. Now
you raised your own meat, you had beef, and you canned it.
Canned it, yeah. Yeah.
And we used to have lots of salmon. Grandpa Seminole, let's see now, that was Grandma Seminole's brother, Ben, lived at the coast, and they were fishermen, and he used to supply us with salmon, which my mother canned.
Oh,
and we had,
that would be nice.
It was good.
Well, there was a John Boone in Tualatin married to one of the Smith women. Was he related then?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How was he?
My grandmother Seminole's brother.
Mm-hmm. Who was named John or mm-hmm. John Jesse or something?
John. Well, it may have been Jesse, middle name, I don't know.
I see.
We always called him Uncle John.
Yeah. What was he like?
Oh, he was just a wonderful man. Mm-hmm. Kind and hardworking.
What kind of work did he do?
John? So I said, yeah. Didn't the Smiths have a mill? I believe
mm-hmm,
he worked
mm-hmm.
in the mill.
I see.
Oh.
I believe he did. I'm not sure.
Do you remember the Smiths?
Not very well. Lizzie Robinson and Aunt Liv. Not very well.
Now, the lady, Melinda, that was married to John Boone, do you remember her?
Well, no, I always called her Aunt Liv because her name was Melinda.
You called her Aunt what?
Lit, L-I-T.
Oh.
Mm. Lit.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I remember Aunt Lit. Oh, she was enormous.
Oh, she was.
We should have brought the picture of, we should have brought some pictures along.
Gosh.
We had a picture of John L. Smith and his sisters and brother and old folks, the parents. So you would have, maybe, would have recognized.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we should have done it.
Yes.
And then did you know Doc Smith?
knew him, but not well, you know, we never talked to him.
What kind of a reputation did the Smiths have?
Elton Robbins tells the story that I guess Doc Smith was married a number of times, and maybe that wasn't always divorced from one wife when he married the next. But he tells the story he's the only person he has heard of who had to get married when he was in his 70s.
That's pretty good. Yeah, he's quite a character. Who told you that?
Elton Robbins.
Oh.
So when did the Eagles move out to Tualatin?
I was a little girl. Grandma Edel spoke very broken English. You could hardly understand her.
She was German?
Swiss. Plain, but German was the language that they spoke.
That's right. Yeah.
I always called her Old Lady Edel.
Oh, really?
Never called her anything but that. Mm-hmm. And she was very hard to understand.
Yeah. Now, when you were growing up, because when I was growing up, it was very common that that not so much the women, but the men in the neighborhood spoke broken English. That is, they were, so many of them were immigrants. But maybe that was less so when you were growing up.
Well, no. That is one thing that I get very excited and upset about nowadays. People think we should accommodate them. All these immigrants that come now, let them speak their language and even put their language in the school. To heck with it. The country was settled by people. And they made every effort they could to speak English.
Right.
No, I have, Old Lady Eel was the only person I ever knew who spoke broken English. And the old man now made a great effort. He spoke pretty good English. No.
Now, were you an English teacher?
What?
Were you an English teacher in school? I see. Mm-hmm. In the high schools?
Yes.
What high school did you teach in?
Chiefly in Hillsboro, but various. And then I was assistant supervisor in Portland for a long time.
Now, yes. Now, your career. You went from high school in Tualatin and then to the University of Oregon, and then
the University of Washington for graduate.
Oh, course. I see. I see.
I didn't like it there very well.
Yeah. And then what was your first teaching job?
Hillsboro,
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, did you live in Hillsboro? Because you were living in Tualatin. Or maybe that was after you were teaching in Portland.
Well, I boarded in Hillsboro.
I see.
Yes, I thought the football game, you know, Sunday's football game, most of the kind of games we used to have at Hillsboro High School. When I first taught there. If the other team, if we got less than 50 points ahead, we began to cheer and yell and mill up and down, and then the boys would make an extra effort. I wonder how many of them remember. Lots of them call me, and the pupils that I had then, they're old and retired now, you know. But they call me.
Interesting. So you enjoyed teaching?
Oh, yes. I should say so.
Now, did you know my Aunt Eva Chapman?
Yes, I should say so. Was your Eva Chapman your aunt?
Did you know that?
No. Yes, Eva Chapman was one of my buddies.
She was? Mm-hmm. Well, see, she was my mother Ann's sister. Aunt Marcy's sister. You didn't know that? During high school, you mean, you were good friends?
I guess it was high school. Somewhere around in
Was she, I don't know if she went to college, but she went to normal school and did a little bit of teaching, I believe.
I don't remember that.
So you were good friends?
Oh, yes.
She's a real sweet person.
Yes.
She was real good to me when I was a little kid.
Is she still living?
No, she passed away about 5 years ago. Yeah, my folks were poor farmers, and
well, so were mine.
Yeah.
We all were around everyone.
But she and her husband just had two sons, and they would come and visit Mom, and she would say, "Ann, I can't stay and help you, but I will take Lois off your hands for a while."
Oh.
And she and I just had a wonderful relationship.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you don't remember my grandfather Julius or my grandmother Nettie?
What was their last name?
Martinazzi.
Oh, I remember Julius Martinazzi and Nettie, yes, and Katie.
Uh-huh.
Where's Katie?
She's passed away. She was in Seattle.
Everybody died. There's nobody left that I grew up with at all.
Hmm.
Ruby Nyberg is the only one.
Oh.
Well, Cecil, but I don't know when. Is this being taped?
Yeah, but that's all right. We're able to be very
discreet. What's the matter with Cecil?
I don't know. Why?
Well, she has something wrong with her. I just wondered if you knew.
Oh, physically?
What do you mean, her voice or speaking is?
Oh, I mean, well, it's just wrong.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we'll turn this off.
If they just come to see me and don't say, now I want to take you here. Because I don't see very well.
Uh-huh.
And I see less and less well every, I should say. Maybe you shouldn't say day, but it seems like it.
Yeah.
And I just dread falling.
Oh, sure.
And
sure.
I don't like to go anywhere with anyone except my brother or Francis.
Mm-hmm. But you'd like to have...
If you wanted to take me over to King City for something, I might even think up a lie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go
sure.
with you.
Yeah, yeah. Are you okay to go downstairs for... meals?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And we're going to go pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, don't let us keep you. Let
oh,
us know.
No, no.
Let us know when it's time. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. I get around.
Yeah.
Fine here.
Yeah.
But
to go outside and
in
out of cars.
To go out where there are steps and I don't know where they are.
Sure.
You know? Because so many people here have broken a leg and their heels.
Sure. Sure. Now you knew B. Cole, B. Hindemann.
Oh, yes.
B. Cole. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew Gladys better than I did B. Gladys was a good friend of mine.
I see.
B was a little older.
Oh, yeah. She's still living. She lives in a home in southeast Portland.
Yes, she.
Yeah. Now she, did you, were you, you both went off to become teachers. Was that just a coincidence? She was.
That's all there was to do in those days.
Oh, I see.
There weren't any other jobs.
That's true.
Anything.
But it took a lot of preparation. You didn't graduate from high school and go out to teach. It took some brains.
That's all there was.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything to do. You couldn't. I read about girls now who want to go into this and into that, and I think, oh my goodness,
yeah.
You know how lucky you are.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember stores in Tualatin? Do you remember going shopping down in Tualatin?
Just the old brick store and Ed Robinson's. But Ed Robinson's, you went when you were a little flush and could afford an ice cream cone or some candy.
Yeah.
He sold ice cream and candy.
Yeah.
But I remember Nuke. That's why I was so upset when the...
Yes.
Oh, that was so dumb. Yeah, that was so silly of us.
Now he and his wife, what was her name?
Lizzie. She was Lizzie Smith.
Oh, okay. Newt Robinson's wife was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.